Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, and today I want to talk about succeeding yourself right out of business. Did you know that? Did you know you could be so successful that you could literally go out of business? Well, you know, folks, I've been talking about fundamentals for most of the year. I've talked a lot about the fundamentals. And one of the things you know about fundamentals is they're like natural laws. They pretty much don't change, fundamentals. They're the same for everyone. And you can't succeed without understanding and respecting them. Every discipline has its set of fundamentals. And so does business management. And the fundamentals today that I want to talk about today are all about funding growth. So let's talk about a scenario that plays out on Main Street every day. This conversation happens every day. Finally, my business is growing, one small business owner confided to another. But why is all this growth creating so much negative cash? And then, with that deer in the headlight, look, he completes his report by saying, I thought by now with increased sales, cash would be the least of my worries. I used to be afraid I couldn't grow my business. Now I'm worried that it'll collapse from growth. Well, this entrepreneur's lament is one of the great ironies of the marketplace. A small business in danger of failure, succeeding itself right out of business. Beware Blasingame's second law. A small business. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. This maxim is especially true for fast-growing companies because revenue growth depletes cash in two very dramatic but predictable ways. First, organizational upgrades are typically required to deliver on the new sales. That new sales growth that you just accomplished. Organizational upgrades are going to be required for that. You're going to have more staff, which includes more payroll. You might have to have new vehicles or more vehicles. You're going to have to upgrade your technology, those kinds of things. And the devil in this detail is that you must fund these new things before the growth return on investment has made it to your bank. Before you can hold your success, your financial success in your hand, you've got to pay for that growth first. Number two, selling to customers on an open account where your money is collected sometime after delivery is essentially making loans to customers. And while it's true that vendors may let you do the same, most vendors require less time to pay them than you allow to pay your customers to pay you. And the difference between when you pay and when you collect creates a negative cash condition. And we'll talk about that a little bit more a little bit later on. So here are three management practices that are fundamental to sustained growth. And all of these will be on the test. First, sales growth is not completely self-funding. Write that down, folks. Sales growth is not completely self-funding. Only the profit you retain in the cash and the positive cash you generate will help you fund growth. Growth plans must be sustainable with the ability to fund that increased revenue. In whatever you grow, you must be able to fund the increased revenue. Too often, we think that the biggest growth hurdle is getting customers to say yes. But the impact of sales growth on cash flow must be considered before delivering a proposal or a bid. You should know if you can fund growth before you go after it. You should know you can fund the growth you're going after before you go after it. Number two, practice capital allocation. Don't buy capital assets like equipment and fixtures with operating cash. Don't buy capital assets with operating cash. If you can pay for it organically with retained earnings, congratulations. If you can write a check for something, congratulations. But otherwise, and that's from retained earnings, not from your operating cash. Otherwise, you call your banker. If you don't like to borrow money, that should motivate you to leave more profit in the business, to make more profit and to leave more in the business as retained earnings, which is the best way to reverse Blasingame's second law. Every small business is undercapitalized. If you want to reverse that, if you want to fly in the face of that, if you want to be the opposite of my second law, retain more earnings. But the only thing worse than borrowing money is depleting your short-term cash to buy long-term assets, which is a shoot-yourself-in-the-foot mistake. You cannot, folks, do not, just because you've got cash in the bank, when something, even if you, it doesn't matter how much cash in the bank, unless you can identify it as retained earnings, meaning it's not part of the operating capital, your operating cash, do not use that money to operating capital to buy capital equipment. Know the difference. Number three, know the difference between your accounts receivable days and your accounts payable days. If every new business understood the relationship between AR days and AP days, we could cut business failures in half. As I mentioned in the extending the credit part earlier, it's almost a natural law that you will pay your vendors quicker than you will collect from customers. And the difference is measured in cash between paying and collecting, and that is the cash you must cover. That difference between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days is the amount of cash you must cover with either retained profits, positive cash, and it's dangerous to count on that, the positive cash, or other sources like a bank loan. One of the benefits of getting good at this fundamental is that you can't calculate AR and AP days without accomplishing another fundamental. You must have a balance sheet and a P&L, an operating statement. If you can't calculate AR days and AP days unless you have accomplished the fundamental of having regular financial statements. If you lurch uncontrollably to surviving this multifaceted learning curve to funding growth, as I did, I learned all these lessons myself, folks. When you learn those, it will become a powerful aha moment you will not forget. Growth funding fundamentals must be monitored for sustainable growth, because it is possible to succeed yourself right out of business. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.